sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of luck. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That was a sound at Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today as the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, they are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. ABC's Terry Moran was there.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York. The National Enquirer publisher expected back on the stand. This is ABC News. Under arrest now in Nevada, a couple accused of keeping their child in a cage.
Misty and Jeffrey Scanlon are accused of child abuse and neglect. After their children went missing for a week, a truancy officer was sent to the home and heard a child screaming. When police responded and went inside, they say they found a large enclosure in the living room with metal bars and locked doors, like a jail cell, with an 11-year-old boy inside wearing only a diaper. Police say there was feces around the house, on the floors and walls, and trash all over, and locks on the children's bedrooms. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some Ring doorbell owners will be taking part of a $5.6 million settlement. The FTC had accused Ring of violating customer privacy by sharing doorbell videos without permission. And there may be a big change coming on Southwest Airlines. It's known for flying without assigned seats. But after posting a first quarter loss, the CEO of Southwest says it's opening the door to creating a first class section. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life oil filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them. at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Saturday is Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says bringing your unused and expired meds to collection sites statewide protects you, your family, and your community. You can find more information in a Drug Take-Back Day site near you at the DHS website. Wisconsin has been awarded $62 million in federal funding from the Solar for All grant to help fund solar systems for low and moderate income households. Governor Tony Evers' office says the cost of installing solar systems is among the barriers low-income residents face. And in Madison, officials are ready for Saturday's Mifflin Street Block Party. The annual event draws thousands to the downtown area near the UW campus for a day of excessive drinking and the problems that accompany that. 2 years ago, several people were injured when a crowded porch collapsed. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop's super premium ice cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, even a few thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high 56 today. The wind southeast at 20 to 30, gusting to 35. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Our low 51 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 69. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Real Country. Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. I can make a living out of loving you.
could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? I tell him, man, she ain't in a wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipes ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's a way we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. She ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. Oh, she's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like them rough. Yeah, I like them rough. I like them rough.
boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
When loving turns to parting, I'm always the first to lean. Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself to sleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you, not counting you. I've never had a heartache, not counting you. I've never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. I've never got down on my knees and asked the Lord above if He would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you, not counting you. I've never had a heartache, not counting you. I've never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost in love, not counting you. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost in love, not counting you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Garth Brooks, Not Counting You, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures upper 30s to low 40s. Going to be another windy, rainy day today. And we will have more details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be talking with Mick Holm. He is the new general manager with the Farm First Dairy Cooperative. And we'll talk more with Mick here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Spring planting underway. It's started even around our house just outside of Durand. Other folks I know have been starting to do some spring planting. Obviously, all of that's probably going to be stopping here this weekend with the wet weather. But good luck on the spring planting. Hope you have a successful spring planting. I'm getting ready to head to Washington, D.C. It'll be early Sunday morning. We'll leave for D.C. for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch event. I do have some congressional visits also scheduled during our Washington Watch event. So be listening for those interviews. We'll be talking with a lot of the agriculture groups as well that are based in D.C. So we'll have a lot of those interviews here coming up next week and in future editions of the Morning Farm Report. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now,
with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at feed variation. And this was recently presented in the webinar by Dr. Bill Weiss in terms of what variation we can expect on farms. The goal, of course, is one, to get the right number. In other words, if we're using different nutrients in the feeding program, hopefully that we can get the correct number in our rations to build optimal diets for dairy cows. And then number two, get an estimation of variation. And that primarily looks at standard deviation around that number and adjust for that as well. The two things we're looking for when we're looking at feeding cows is, number one, accuracy. In other words, making sure that if we're saying it's 30% nutrient-detergent fiber, it is close to 30%. So accuracy is important. Precision simply says, if I took four tests, how close will those numbers be together? And, of course, that means the lab and the sample is very precise, but it's also got to be accurate because it could be skewed, for example, three or four units one direction or the other. So certainly what this means is that we need to take multiple samples to try to increase the probability that those numbers are correct out there in the feeding program. And important, it reflects the sampling techniques. That's very important. And go through that very carefully in terms of not having a biased sample as well. Well, it's reported that five farms took a duplicate sample. That would be two different samples for 14 days consecutively. And they wanted the coefficient of variation to be below 5%. Well, the good news is two of the five farms were right on, Bill. They were correct. Unfortunately, three were not. So that reflects that even with this aggressive program, the variation can be quite different out there on the farm as well. And, of course, the question is, if there is variation there, number one, did the feeds really change? Probably not. Number two, did we have a bad sample? That could be a challenge. And then number three would be lab error. And, of course, the risk of that is very, very small because labs really produce the results in the same manner. But the key thing is use the same lab because how they prep the samples, how they grind the samples can have an impact as well. Then Dr. Weiss looked through and said, well, you need to test all forages and any wet products because there will be variation in those products as they are on the farm or brought to the farm as far as that goes. He said you can stay with book values for such feeds as dry corn, soybean meal, canola, soy hulls, and cottonseed. These are fairly stable products here in the U.S. However, if you're in a foreign country, they can jump around just a little bit as well. He mentioned distillers grains as another example, and certainly there are two types of distillers grains. Number one, well, those that are branded, which means that they are very carefully controlled in the production process to be very comparable and unique. And then there's generic, which means each plant can go a little bit differently, and some now are extracting oil and fiber from those products as well. If you have corn silage, you should take two or three sampling periods per month on the farm. Basically, if you got legume grass forages, ideally two samples per week, especially in large herds, and if it makes up a significant amount of the diet. For example, if you're only feeding 2 pounds of dry matter, then a small change there is not going to be a big factor in the feeding program. We also know that you can test TMRs. I'm a bit cautious on recommending that. Perhaps it's a good check to see how good your mixing units are, but certainly if I was going to check out a TMR, I would test the ingredients and then let my computer calculate the numbers from there. So our take-home messages say, number one, bad samples is not a good option. Certainly, a cow can handle small variations, for example, of protein and dry matter in the short run, and certainly there's going to be variation that can occur on dairy farms. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
There was a lot of news in the latest milk production and cold storage reports from USDA. StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski will talk about it with Lee Milkey on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Chong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast, too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Bet it ain't raining back home. Bet your sister's still on the phone. Bet mama's in the kitchen cooking fried chicken, wishing that I hadn't done wrong.
Mama, don't you worry about it none, though. Everything's gonna be all right, Mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, Mama. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good change.
Yesterday's May, wishing that the hay was all bait. I bet he's wishing we could go fishing, and here I am laying in jail.
Well, Papa, don't you worry about it none now. Everything's gonna be all right, Papa. They're teaching us a lesson today. We're learning pretty well, too. We've already learned a whole lot of stuff already. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good change. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. Go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good change. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted
woman. I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brooks and Dunn and Brand New Man here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report 44 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk up 7 to 18.25, June up 6 to 18.26, July and August steady, July 18.51, August 1877. Cheese markets were steady yesterday. Barrels at 177, 40 pound blocks at 174. Two trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 296 and three quarters. No trades. Grade in on fed dry milk up 1 1/4 to 111 and a half. One trade. And dry whey up 1 1/4 to 38 and a quarter. Four trades on the day. Cattle futures are called higher and hogs are called mixed today. Cattle futures uncovered strong buying interest after higher cash trade developed in the north yesterday. That was enough to turn traders more bullish on the market. Hogs, though, they were sharply lower due to lower cash, and packers likely finished buying for the week. April live cattle opened the day at 183.95, June 177.80, August 176.05, May feeder cattle open at 246.25, August 258.30, September 259.42. May hogs open at 95.27, June 105, July 107.80. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower on the day after seeing some gains, especially in corn and wheat due to some weather issues. But so far this morning, all of the markets moving mostly lower, a little bit of profit taking, some end of week positioning as well happening at least early on in the market. May corn down a half to 440 and a half. July and September down three quarters. July 451 and a quarter. September 461. New crop down 1 1/4 to 475. May beans down 4 1/2 to 1158 and a quarter. July down 4 3/4 to 1175. August down 4 1/2 to 1178 and a half. New crop down 2 3/4 to 1172 and 3/4. May soybean meal down $3 to $3.40.90. May soybean oil up 11 cents to $44.93. Chicago wheat, May down 1 3/4 to 6 1/2. July down 2 to 6.18 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, May steady at 6.91. July down 1 at 6.97 1/4. Energy markets are higher this morning. June crude oil up 54 cents to 84.11. July up 57 cents to 83.32. May gas and June gas both up 2 cents. May at 2.77. June 274. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.89, May $3.92, June $3.97. New crop $4.21. Cash beans $10.83, May $10.88, June $10.95. New crop $10.91. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn $4.16, May $4.19, June $4.17. New crop $4.26.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn $4.05, May $4.05, June $4.22. New crop $4.26. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound at cash and May corn $3.94, new crop $4.21. Cash and May beans $10.90, new crop $11.11. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $4.01, new crop $4.21. Cash beans $10.87, new crop at $10.90. At Red Wing Grains, cash and May and June corn at $4.30, new crop $4.26. Cash beans $11.42, May $11.44, June $11.53, new crop at $11.20. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.96, May $3.96, new crop $4.21. Cash beans $10.90, May $10.94, new crop $11.11. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle $155 to $184, Holstein fed cattle $135 to $165, market cows $90 to $127, bulls $115 to $150, calves $210 to $910, beef steers $175 to $400, Holstein steers $138 to $283. Sheep markets: market lambs $150 and down, light lambs $255 and down, ewes $95 and down, rams $85 and down. Goat markets: does $115 and down, bucks $135 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers $178 to $186, finished beef heifers $176.50 to $186, finished dairy steers $159 to $172, market cows $100 to $116, market bulls $127 to $148. Hog markets: market hogs $70 to $85, light sows $44 to $49, heavy sows $47 to $52, boars $15 to $27. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Fiddles.
The car won't start, it's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey.
Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't work a bit. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, hit up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree.
Just started drinking Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. Singing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bees a-humming, and I know the days are coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Mick Holmb. He is the new general manager for Farm First Dairy Cooperative. And we're going to find out a little bit about Mick today. And thank you to our Newsmaker segment sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anubis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastic Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And Mick, thank you for joining us today. Well, first, welcome to Farm First Dairy Cooperative. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have about 20 years of experience with Dean Foods. I was a production manager for 14 of those years. Always as a production manager, I've got some experience doing aseptics. We did creams or cheese sauces and puddings. I also worked in the Rockford plant, which was cottage cheese, chip dip, and sour cream. And then the last Dean Foods plant I was in was in O'Fallon, Illinois. That was a milk bottling facility. So I kind of got a wide background of different products that I've been involved in. And back in 2018, I started looking for a position up here to get closer to my family. And became the director of milk marketing for Farm First and the Family Dairies Division in March of 19. And that is the position I've held until being named the general manager as of yesterday.
So which was the bigger challenge? Doing all of the product stuff? That sounds pretty complicated. Or being the milk marketing manager? Which one was tougher?
By far, the milk marketing. The production facility was kind of an exciting day-to-day thing where you go in the morning and get presented a bunch of issues or problems or things you were supposed to solve, and everybody was under one roof. So it was easy to go and find issues or look for solutions in this business with customers statewide and then field reps and the lab and everything that we have is at different areas. It's been quite a challenge getting used to managing and doing things remotely when you're used to just walking across the hall and finding somebody.
Talking with Mick Holm, he is the new general manager for Farm First Dairy Cooperative. And so, Mick, as you settle into your new role as general manager,
What are some of the things you're looking forward to being able to do as general manager?
On the general manager side of it, I the divisions we're going to look at, and we're going to try to, I guess, basically roll back the clock a little bit, cut some costs, look at things that maybe are unnecessarily being done. Always with my experiences in the past, what I've done, I worked a lot of afternoon shifts and night shifts. And one of the things that the production manager side of it was, is you have to build a team. And when you're the lone manager person from 11 to 7 at night and you have 20 employees that are looking for you, yeah, they know you have to be the boss, but you also have to be, they have to know that you're willing to go to the in the trenches and help them out. That's what I'm hoping that I can help bring to Farm First, is everybody, we're all a team. We're working for the same goal, make every one of our divisions successful. And first and foremost is I want our service and what we do for the farmers to be put first and foremost.
We're talking with Mick Holm this morning. He is the new general manager with Farm First Dairy Cooperative. So, Mick, what do you think challenges are going to be settling into this new position? I know everybody's in the dairy industry's been talking about the federal milk market order, but I mean, what do you think some of the challenges are going to be for you?
The challenges, I think, to me are trying to make it so it's feasible. It's a hard enough world to live in, let alone being a farmer. I would like to be able to have some input on trying to help or in be included in something to get a better milk price for the farmer. We're looking at the they're looking at the class one mover and how they do that. But what you hear on the farm, or what you hear from the farmers all the time, is everything else has risen cost-wise, inflation-wise, but yet the price of milk that the farmers get paid is still back in 30 and 40 years ago. So those are things I'm hoping that we can try to find things that will be a benefit for the farmers and maybe put a little more money in their pockets or on their paychecks.
That's Mick Holm. He is the new general manager with Farm First Dairy Cooperative. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, it's spring planting time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Rain will be the rule in our ag weather forecast starting today and into the weekend. Now, when all is said and done, widespread 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected. Next week looks to have highs near normal with sporadic chances for rain. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of rain. We'll have highs 52 to 57, relative humidities at 43 to 48%. Southeast winds at 19 to 24, gusting to 40. Anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy and another chance of rain. We'll have highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 40. Anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Highs 63 to 68, relative humidities at 58 to 63%. Southwest winds at 13 to 18, shifting to the west.
We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. Could even still see some 4 hours of sunshine. Sunday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, high 60 to 65. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, and highs 70 to 75.
Get ready to take your corn yields to the max with MX Series Corn by Stein. These one-of-a-kind hybrids are derived from the latest, most superior corn genetics from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein features short-stature plants with medium to high ear placement, enabling excellent performance in high population environments, ease of harvest, and strong standability. Learn more about our time-tested short-stature corn products at steinseed.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It isn't always coyotes and dogs snatching your animals. It might be a hawk. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prevention is the best solution for keeping hungry raptors away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We have hawks that fly around the yard looking for mice, and that's okay with us. However, it's not okay to see them gobbling up prized poultry or songbirds at the feeder. Gail Garber is the executive director of an organization called Hawks Aloft and says songbirds are part of a predatory bird's diet. We may not like it, but it's a necessary part of the life cycle.
It's important to remember that raptors have a role in the environment, and they tend to call out the birds that are old or very young or sick or weak in some way or just have poor responses. And they actually help keep prey populations healthy by controlling those types of birds.
Sharp-shinned and Cooper's hawks are the most likely to snatch a bird at the feeder. There really isn't an easy fix for that. However, you could stop filling the feeders for about a week and the hawks might go somewhere else. Predatory birds salivate over poultry and will swoop down for an easy chicken dinner. Lock poultry up at night in a secure, enclosed area. During the day, a dog will drive away a raptor looking for a free meal. You can't prevent a hawk from hunting for food. Nearly all wild bird species are protected, and it's illegal.